Christians feel the pain as North Korea celebrates. Wheelchair ministry brings new life to Chad, and spiritual fathers are needed for the church in Asia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Koreans will likely be forced to honor their president, Kim Jong-il, tomorrow. He'll be celebrating his 68th birthday. While he'll receive praise, Christians will continue to face pressure as it's illegal to be a Christian there. Open Doors, Paul Esterbrooks.
It's house churches are made up almost only of immediate family members. They don't sing because they can't reveal the fact that they're worshiping together.
While North Korea is the most difficult area in which they work, Esterbrook says they do have a network of believers there.
These networks do have some communication with one another, which lead our co-workers to estimate about 400,000 Christians in North Korea. Up to a quarter of them are in labor camps, because when you are discovered as a Christian there, you are then considered a traitor.
Open Doors is covertly assisting the underground church, and your financial support helps supply Bibles and other resources. Meanwhile, long-standing conflict between Sudan and Chad have left many dead or injured. Many who have lost their ability to walk can look forward to a life of begging. But as one pioneer missionary distributes wheelchairs in Chad, hope is being revived.
I remember one young man. He was missing his leg after his village had been bombed by the Janjaweed, and he was unable to go to school. And then he sits in this chair, and immediately it's like you've changed his future.
Moving chairs across the desert makes for slow and difficult distribution, but the payoff's worth it. This ministry has opened doors to share the gospel with the war-torn people of eastern Chad.
It's been a great opportunity to be able to minister to tangible needs and yet also openly do that in the name of Christ, and be able to say that this is through donations of the church.
To help this missionary, contact Pioneers or go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, the church in Asia is booming. First-generation believers are coming to the forefront as leaders. However, this generation essentially has no spiritual fathers. We're talking with Asian Access's Joe Handley. Joe, why is this a problem?
They're thrown in the thick of being pastors. Oftentimes, shortly after they become believers. Other times there are Bible schools and seminaries, but they aren't really equipping them with the kind of mentoring and discipleship that it takes to lead the church.
So Asian Access is helping to build a missionary sending nation, that with the help of experienced pastors and disciplers. How do you do this?
We'll have 12 pastors in a session, and then a seasoned veteran pastor that comes in and helps coach and mentor and disciple these fellows, which creates a dynamic community of learning.
So what you're doing is taking leadership development to the next level?
It's really strengthening the capacity of pastors throughout Asia, and it's really facilitating church planting movement.
Joe Handley with Asian Access. Thanks, Joe. Meanwhile, Food for the Hungry is preparing for the rainy season in Haiti. Rain will put people at high risk for disease, which Food for the Hungry says will be the next killer. The ministry is creating temporary shelter for four communities and has already sent down a team of doctors and reopened an HIV clinic. Food for the Hungry hopes to keep victims in their home communities by also providing food, water, medication, and latrines. Pray that the love of Christ would be evident in their work. And 100 years of the written word of God in one Indian village deserve celebration. In 1910, Watkins Roberts, with Bibles for the World, brought the Gospel of John to the village of Senvan for the first time. Soon, the message spread and 95% of the village came to Christ. Today, millions of individuals have come to Christ in the region. To honor this legacy, there will be a centennial celebration March 5th through the 7th to dedicate a chapel on the site Roberts first preached the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available a copy of Sammy Tippett's revised book, The Prayer Factor, to help you learn the great truths about prayer, a factor that will revolutionize your life, our church, and society. To get a copy of the book, which includes a study book, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.